once you chant the holy names of Krishna, offenselessly, helplessly and attentively. And in order for us to be able to do this, we will require a certain type of mental disposition, and that is very rare, that's extremely rare for one to be able to chant the holy names inoffensively or attentively or helplessly. That is why in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I raise my two hands, Urdu Bahukari, he says, and I tell the whole world that if one can adopt this mood of this particular verse, one can very easily call out the holy names of Krishna. Because this particular verse teaches four principles by adapting which the devotee's heart and mind will become pacified. Otherwise, our heart and mind are like a raging fire. So, it's a very well-known verse, Trinada Bhishani Chanasarabh Sahishnana. But recently I was reading something very interesting. Like the humility, tolerance and giving respect to all living entities and not anticipating anything in return. So, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad himself, in one of the shlokas called Karpanya Panjika Stotram, he teaches in what mood we should approach the deities or the holy name. He says, one's heart should be filled with gratitude when we approach any of the spiritual items. He says, my dear Lord, I am so insignificant and you are so great. Although I am very small, you are the biggest of the biggest. Although I am most foolish and you are the most intelligent. Although I am not noteworthy, I am insignificant. Although you are all in all, the pivot of the whole universe, you are the source of all creation. Still, when I chant your holy name, you pay attention to me. And you take note of my little service to you. So he says, I am very thankful to you. So considering one's insignificance and realizing Krishna's greatness is actually humility. And the result of this will be, we will not be anxious to be honored by others. That is actually the fruit of this contemplation. Similarly, the tolerance is very clearly explained in Kalpitiksha. Mrigamina sarjanana trinajala trinajala vihita vrittina. It is said, there are three things in this world which don't do any harm to others, but yet they are hurted by others. Like he says, trina is the grass. Grass doesn't go and harm anybody, isn't it? And similarly, the deer doesn't hurt anyone. Similarly, a sajjanana means Vaishnavas, they don't hurt anyone. Still they have enemies in this world. Who are the enemies? Like you see, the trina who is just standing in one place is coming and somebody comes and eats it. Some animal comes and eats it. Similarly, meena, the fish simply survives in water without demanding anyone anything. But a fisherman puts a hook and catches the fish. Similarly, there are envious people who may want to assassinate the character of a Vaishnava or trouble him. In this way he says, but the nature of a devotee is that even when somebody tries to cause some trouble to a devotee by insulting him or hurting him, it's like hitting a sandalwood tree with an axe. The more you hit it, the more it gives out sandalwood, he says. That is actually tolerance. So, and also, amani. Amani means what? Generally, we reciprocate in kind with those who are affectionate to us. If somebody loves us, somebody affectionate to us, we say he's a nice devotee. Because he has understood me. He respects me, he appreciates me, he honors me. So we reciprocate back. But if somebody is neutral to us, or somebody is rude with us, if you continue to respect them, and if you continue to pay attention to them, that is actually amani, which is a very difficult quality. And this is spoken in Bhagavad Gita 2:56-72. In that Siddha Prajna series of verses. One should actually cultivate this. One should not expect from anyone any special respect or honor, but one should be willing to respect all. And that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught when he went to Prakashananda Saraswati in Varanasi. You know, when all the big sannyasis were sitting on elevated asanas, Mahaprabhu sat at the place where they were having the shoes and water for washing the feet. He was sitting in those shadows, you know, as if completely neglected by everybody. It's a place where nobody would pay attention. He was going and sitting there because this is called Amani. Amani means not attracting attention, not wanting to be in limelight. One only wants to please Krishna and no one else. At the same time, manadena means one goes an extra mile in offering respect to other living entities. Generally, if somebody is unfavorable, we immediately become disrespectful to them. Or we find fault with them, we criticize them. But manadena actually means respecting every living entity, even the insignificant ones. So, these are qualities which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering every follower of his to make an effort to cultivate. And amazingly, even if one cultivates a little bit of this, one's agitation in the minds will become pacified. Because the mental agitation will not let us call out the holy name. Because somebody is feeling that fellow insulted me, this fellow didn't respect me, I'm not going to leave that fellow. You know, because he is thinking he's a big fellow, I will prove myself bigger than him. This kind of thoughts are useless actually. Not useless, they are dangerous. Because they won't let us chant very peacefully. And in a competitive mode, in a desire to establish one's superiority based on the platform of false ego, no one will gain anything in this world. So these qualities are very sublime qualities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching and exemplifying, and he is promising that do you really want to chant the holy names inoffensively? Do you really desire to call out the holy name helplessly? With an ungrateful heart you can never call helplessly. It's not possible. So he says cultivate these golden qualities if you are really aiming at pleasing Krishna. Because Krishna will not pay attention to anybody and everybody. Krishna's attention or his glance will fall on those living beings who are endeavoring to cultivate and nurture these qualities in their own hearts. By disrespect, by offensive behavior, there is, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you may externally chant the holy name for millions of lifetimes, but you cannot attract the attention of Krishna, he says. So, sometimes we are told these things, but we are not sometimes aware of these things. If you are inattentive to these qualities, we will regret later. But if you are attentive to, on every day, at every moment, if you are cultivating the consciousness of endeavoring for these qualities, there is a possibility that the quality of our chanting will improve. Because he says, Kirtaniya Sadhari. One can chant continuously. And why should we chant continuously inoffensively? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, not only you should avoid offenses, you should avoid offenses and be able to avoid offenses continuously and chant, he says. Then only the intensity of chanting will be sufficient to purify our hearts. Otherwise, you know, you lit fire, pour water, lit fire, pour water. You know, can you cook something with that? Say you want to make some upma, you are letting fire and you pour water. Upma will remain as it is, it won't get cooked. Similarly, if your heart has to go from iron mode to golden mode, it has to become golden, it has to get completely purified for the chanting of the holy name. So, that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this beautiful verse which is well known to us. But remembering this verse in the early morning and contemplating and trying to spend our day in this mode will surely make us become more advanced. Harinam Prabhu ki.